Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the New Evolution Radio Network, where the evolution is the revolution.
I used to think about immature things. You know, like, do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call me like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number? But you know, I'm a man now, baby, a grown man. And I came a long way. And a spirit taught me one thing. Taught me to hold on to my love. Without you, baby. See, sometimes I just can't live crying about you, baby. I'm not worried about a doggone thing. I take anything you bring. Although I love the sunshine, I still accept the rain. Cause when I'm in my lonely mood and I just can't be with you, I tried everything to occupy my mind, but there was no sunshine.
Peace, 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 and blessings, family. This is Healer Asset Merriam. Thank you for joining us on Beautiful Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. I'm honored to do this work with my brother. I'm looking at two cameras, so bear with me. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here with us. We appreciate your support. We are trying something new. We are adding Zoom to see what this does for us. If folks like the Zoom being added, I am asking that you do give me feedback. I do want to know, did this work for you? Did this not work for you? All of that good stuff. So, yes, I appreciate y'all joining us and appreciate you doing this in a very different type of way tonight. Very intentional. We know that all things are new right now, and so we're trying new things to ensure that we are in as much alignment as possible. So I appreciate you just being here and being with us. It means the world to us. I do this show with the HNIC. He is on the backboard, Mr. Joey L. That is my brother from another mother. We have been doing this work for some time. He runs this radio station called New Evolution Radio, and we are just very, very, very fortunate to have him so committed to the work. His show is every Sunday. He also is now doing a show for entrepreneurs on Saturdays. So just make sure that you are supporting wherever you can and whenever you can, however you can, because he's someone that we should be celebrating. So I just want everybody to just take a deep breath. Let's just get centered. And as we're centering, ask the universe or the God of your understanding to bring you whatever needs to get clear. Whatever you know that you need an answer for, whatever you know you need to release. Get into the mindset that you are worthy, that you are deserving of whatever you need to do with us. And to be open to receiving whatever it is that you need to receive. We're going to go in tonight about the facade of healing and how that facade of healing is often pulling us, right? And the work that is required for us to do in this healing work. So I just want to make sure that we are prepared, ready to be open, ready to receive, as well as being ready to release. All right. Let's go right into it. First and foremost, this topic tonight is the facade of healing and what that facade means, how we get caught up in thinking that we're doing our healing work and we really are not, how we really ensure that when we say we are committed to our evolutionary growth, that we are really showing up and doing the work. What does that look like? What does that mean? How do we continue to move forward in a way that's going to ascend us versus just moving forward with the same junk, right? Like, that's the point of making sure that we show up and we're being honest in the assessment. We're being honest with ourselves. We're being honest and having some really hard conversations in the mirror, right? Like, in the mirror. How are we making sure that we are not in this facade of healing, and it is very easy, very, very easy to get caught up in it because things are a feel-good thing right now, right? Like, things are quick. Things are, we like to move in a way that brings some level of quick resolution, and it's really only momentarily. It's not continuous. It's not consistent. And so I want you to just focus as we're talking on you. We're not looking to point the fingers at anybody else. This show is all about doing your inward work and what that looks like and how you show up to do that inward work. Because it's a beast. So the facade of healing, right, is having the audacity to be bold enough to say, I need to do my work. Having the audacity to be strong enough to say, I need to do my work. And the only way that I can do my work is to first admit what my shit is, right? What is your shit? Now, I'm going to talk about the importance of your shit. Because when you look at your bodily system, right, your digestive system does what for you? You intake, and your digestive system includes your mouth, okay? So it includes the moment you put something in your mouth, you are now engaging in your digestive system. So let's just think on a physical level, on the biological level of what your body does physically when it comes to your digestive system. You are going to put something into your body, right? You put something into your body, and as you are chewing, experiencing, swallowing, taking in, and absolutely having a revelation of being able to take in what feels good, what tastes good, what all of these things, right? All of these things matter when we're talking about the food that we put into our mouth. How does it taste? What is the texture? All of this is experience. The same is true for your spirit. The same is true for your healing, right? This is the same thing that is happening for you and how you are going to continue to move forward throughout the digestive system. Okay, so let's just keep it there at the entire experience of what it means to actually have your energy moving through you, your energy moving in a way that is going to absolutely give you the best experience or the worst experience. Right? How are you going to ensure that as you are moving through whatever you have put in your mouth, okay, your mouth is also an opening, a source for you to receive. Your mouth is also something that you are able to, what is it that you say outward and what is it that you say inward? Okay, so let's just talk about the facade of healing. We're gonna first talk about how on the physical forefront, how you are showing up in your healing. Let's first just go there with the opportunity for you to say, this is what it looks like when I am doing my healing work. So what you put into your mouth, this is your experience, this is your aura, this is your choices. This is how you are continuing to show up and whatever situation that you put yourself into, right? So let's just on the physical, your digestive system is so important to your body. And once you swallow, now you've accepted whatever that experience is. So what is the experience that you have had, okay? So think about it. Have you been neglecting yourself? Have you been lying to yourself? Have you been celebrating yourself? Have you been loving yourself? Have you been really, really, really having these hard, tough conversations about the reality of who you are? Because, see, we have a vision in our head about who we are. And I was listening to an incredible, and Craig, if you are not familiar, my dear, dear friend and sister Ty put me on to Sanguru, and he said something so powerful. He said, respect is not about self. Trust is not about self. Love is not about self. All of these things are relational. You need two people to experience these things. So yes, you can be caught up in saying, oh, I respect myself, I respect myself, I respect myself, but does someone else respect you? That is the measure of ensuring that you know you're standing in the foundation of who you are and the divinity of who you are. And the facade of healing will have a not even just the facade of healing. Let's also talk about the facade of what Western culture has given to us. Let's also talk about the facade that Western culture has taught us to be so individualistic that we forget that there is something on the other side. We do not exist in this world by ourselves. You can have a world of your own, but you still are in some way, somehow engaged in some other person's energy, some other entity. And so how you are showing up is going to be reflected by how you are digesting yourself, by how you are saying, this is the food or the experience or the choice that I am choosing to digest. So you swallow. Okay? So you swallow. This is the acceptance that I'm going to finish this bite. I'm going to finish this moment. I'm going to finish how I am showing up. And when you finish how you are showing up, it now goes through your throat, which is touching your throat chakra. So it's reminding you. So what happens is when we're eating whatever it is that we're eating and we swallow, we know if we should be eating it. You know good and well when you told yourself you were going to be a vegan and you ate that piece of chicken. And as soon as you swallow it, it hits your throat chakra because that vibration you have already put out there saying that I am not going to eat chicken. And you ate it. So it's hitting that chakra. It's hitting those intentions. It's hitting all of that energy. And remember, we are nothing more than energy. Put our hands under a strong enough microscope, we disappear. We are energy. So it goes through. Then it goes through your whole digestive system. Okay? The body is so profound that the body will say, I'll take this because I need it. I'll take this because I need it. And I don't want none of the other stuff. Your body is so divine that it will look out for you even when you don't look out for you, consciously, right? And so you are now in this state where now you are it's time to defecate. It's time to shit out what is not for you. Well, the same is true in spirit. The same is true in energy. So what experience do you need to chew because you took the bite, right? Call it the apple, call it whatever you want to call it. I don't care if you call it chitlins. Call it whatever you want to call it. But you took that bite. You chewed it. You knew it wasn't for you. You knew it was for you. You chewed it. You chewed it. You chewed it. And see what happens is our saliva mixes in to help break it down. Our saliva mixes in. Our bodily fluids step in to ensure that the breakdown as it goes through our digestive system is productive. This is how divine our body is, right? And this is just the physical. So imagine what happens spiritually. Spiritually, what happens is you took a bite, you're chewing, you're experiencing, and your spirit, instead of your saliva, your spirit mixes in and says, you know what? You know you shouldn't be eating this, but I'm going to still give you a lesson. I'm going to still make sure that this winds up being for your greater good. I am still going to ensure that you come out on top. That is how divine God is for you. And that is the God within yourself. Because, see, it is you mixing into that bite. So you digest. You swallow. You getting all of this. You're doing all of this, and now your spirit is like, you have accepted, it's in your throat chakra, now it's time, and now it's time for you to shit it out. What is it that you need to shit out that you are holding on to? Do you need to go get a colon hydrotherapy session? Because it's time for you to shit that shit out. It's time for you to move past anything. But what comes with shit? What comes with shit? Sometimes pain. Sometimes funk. Sometimes it is unhealthy. If you don't know when shit you're supposed to, your shit's supposed to be as long as your forearm is supposed to be solid, not supposed to be broken up. You're not supposed to have to push. So think about, are you shitting healthy? Because if you're not eating healthy, you're probably not shitting healthy. So if you're not, so in your shit, think of your own. Now let's translate this to spirit. What is it that you need to shit out? What from the experience of that bite are you supposed to take? What are you supposed to learn? How are you supposed to come out and say, in this moment, this bite is nasty, but I've already swallowed it. I've already digested it. And here's the other thing about when you eat bad food, it stays in you regardless. It stays in you. The same is true for spirit. If you don't go do your colon hydrotherapy, that bad shit is staying in you. If you don't do your real healing work, that bad shit in your spirit is staying in you. You cannot expect that you are supposed to have a clean colon and you're not doing the prevention, the sustainability, or the aftercare of your colon, of your digestive system. The same is true for your spirit. I don't care what your ailments are. You know, as y'all know, as a student of Dr. Sebi, y'all know that it is mucus and it is all of this shit caught up in you that has you sick. What has you sick in your spirit because you're not letting go? You need to do a spiritual hydrotherapy session. And this is where we're going to talk about why the facade of healing feels like you're doing the work, right? Because you can shit, you can have a good shit. It's all broken up, it's all watery, it's all of this other stuff, and it feels good for a moment, but you're not healthy. But your digestive system is still clogged up. But you still got these ailments, you still got these illnesses, you still got these pains. All of this because you're not properly shitting by actually dealing with it. Now, I know people are like, why you got to make the analogy shit? Because physically, by the time it comes to us physically, it has already attacked spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Physical is the last place that it goes. So if you're carrying something, if you're holding on to something, if you are not letting the shit go, we got to let the shit go. And by letting it go, I'm not talking about I don't care. Because think about what if you did that to your body. If you said, you know what, I'm going to go get a colon hydrotherapy and then I don't care. But then you start those same old habits. Then you're not addressing what's making you eat the things that you're eating. Or why you're not exercising, or why you're not, if you're not addressing it, this becomes a facade. And see, there's enough things that can mask to make you think that you're doing your work, and in all actuality, you're still full of shit. You're still full of shit. And you know, I know people gonna be like, "Oh, I said it's." You're making it like it's just that easy to just face this stuff and blah, 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 blah. No, I'm not making it like it's easy. Let me tell you right now, it is not easy. It is not easy to after you eat all of the bad food that you done ate and you go to the restroom, you know that's not easy. You are preparing yourself. You get so full, you are bloated. You know that you are about to have some pain, you know that you're about to have some relief momentarily. You know all of these things, and that is how we have been approaching as a collective. We have been approaching our healing process. So let me tell you a few things that put on these masks, right? Some of the masks that come on when folks get into healing work is the facade of positive thinking. I'm just going to think positively, and I'm just going to pray it away, and I'm just going to positively put it on my vision board, and I'm just going to speak affirmations that are, listen, that's not real. That's not real. everything is done in balance. Everything is done in harmony. If there is no dark, there is no light. If there is no high, there is no low. If there is no right, there is no left. You can't experience. So this positive, I'm just going to think positively and get my positive thinking hat on and everything will be okay. That is not true. See, the facade is that I'm just going to positively think, and now this becomes your now you become practicing coping mechanisms and just calling them positive affirmations. Sometimes shit sucks, and that's all right. Sometimes it is hard, and it's all right. Sometimes you don't want to do shit, and that's all right. What isn't all right is staying there. What isn't all right is not having the spiritual tools and the energetic tools to get you back into alignment. What is not all right is you thinking that you can positively think your way out. No, no, no. You must process just like your digestive system. You're going to eat some chitlins, and regardless of how bad chitlins are for you, they are still going to process through your digestive system. They are still going to go through every single motion, whether you like it or not. You know why? Because you took the bite. You started chewing. You swallowed. You accepted that experience. You walked into the experience. You chose that experience. So as long as you are in this facade, I can just positively think this away. That's not real. That's not real. You have to process what it feels like to hurt, what it feels like to have pain. And this is not to say that you are deserving of pain or you are deserving of hurt. No, 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 no. The idea is that you begin to make better choices and that you have the tools to ensure that you minimize that to the least. Listen, when I say this all the time, I do my chakra class, right? And I tell folks, I give myself, it depends on the severity. I'll give myself an hour to go into that sunken place of I can't stand this and this is fucked up and all of this. I give myself either an hour. Sometimes I give myself a day. Sometimes I give myself a week. Sometimes I give myself whatever my spirit needs me to have. But as soon as that moment, once I put that timeline on, as soon as that next moment comes, my commitment to myself is I am letting the shit go. Let it go. Defecate, shit it out. But in the meantime, when it's going through your digestive system, oh, you have every right. And that is where you find your tools. That is where you find the glory. That is where you see that you actually are stronger than you thought you were. And it is all right to cry. It is all right to be pissed. It is all right to be angry. It is all right to want to fight. Don't actually fight. But it's all right to get there. It's all right to feel like you are ready to do whatever it takes. Because when you get tired of being tired, that's what's going to spark your change. When you say, this is the last time. This is the last time I'm doing this. I can't do this anymore. That's when you are going to say, all right, aha. I have to do something different. And I have to do my work. And it makes you go inward. It makes you say, I have been on this facade of positive thinking. The positive thoughts. But sometimes you have not positive thoughts. And I don't even really like the word positive and negative and right and wrong. I believe that it is truly, 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 truly an opportunity for balance to happen. I do not in any way, think that it is supposed to be this fluffy, loving environment all the damn time. I need to know that you can stand the rain. What's the when we go on break, Joey, make sure you play New Edition, Can You Stand the Rain? Because that's where you find your strength. That's where God shows you that the tools in your toolbox work. When you are able to say, oh, I am off balance, let me pause, let me take a breath, let me center myself, and let me come back stronger. When you are able to do that in a matter of 15 minutes versus 15 months, you know that you, and if it takes you 15 months, make a goal of right now. It's taking me 15 months. After the 15 months, I'm gonna know how to do it in 15 weeks. After a couple months, I'm gonna know how to do it in 15 days. After a couple months, I'm gonna know how to do it in 15 minutes. You set the tone. But the idea of thinking that you are not supposed to have any type of uncomfortable moment, you are not in healing. You know, I see a lot of people. Healing is, I've been in this work since before it was trending, okay? So once upon a time, wasn't nobody talking about no spiritual and energy work. Wasn't nobody thinking about no chakras. Nobody was talking about this stuff. It was not this big phenomenon that it is. And it's trendy. And I am excited that everyone is in their awakening. And I am also responsible for making sure that people understand there is a deeper accountability than just having the knowledge. And we're going to talk about knowledge too. Right? Because you can, it's cute and fluffy when you're in it in the moment. I have people who have taken my chakra class 11, 12 years ago and have not finished the course. It feels good in the moment. It feels good to be wrapped up in some warm, healing love, communal environment. But are you really, really, really applying your work? And that's the question. And see, the facade of healing is that we done fooled ourselves so much, and we have fooled everyone else so much that we are not even really sure if we are really doing our work. I want you to do an audit of yourself constantly. This is a constant thing that should be happening. Are you better than you were yesterday? If you are the same as you were yesterday, you're not doing your work. You're not doing your work. And if you are the same as you were yesterday and you didn't do your work, that is okay. Right? Like, this is still your pace. This is still your journey. I just want to ensure that we understand that there are facades to this. And all of us have it. Even me talking, doing, having the course, all of this, I still go through shit that I got to defecate, that I got to let go. Nobody is above healing. I don't care if you are Yana Van Zandt, as she's popping up on my computer right now. I don't care if you are Yana Van Zandt. I don't care if you Oprah. I don't care if you the Dalai Lama. You still constantly have healing work to do. Constantly. You arrive when you die. That's when you're done. That's when you've finished your course. That's when it's done. So are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you at the point where you were like, I don't even want to get to the point of being sick and tired. I want to make sure that I practice what it is that I have knowledge of. Because having knowledge does not mean that you know how to practice. This is the difference between practitioners like myself, healers like myself, and Western practitioners. They practice, we focus on healing. And healing means I'm going to give you the tools and you're going to have to go do your work. I'm going to give myself the tools and I got to go do my work. I can't continue to make these excuses. I can't continue to say, woe is me. I can't continue to say, because of this is why I'm this. Take ownership of your spirit, and that means that you are going to have some real hard conversations with yourself. And if you can't do it by yourself, go to therapy. Come get a reading. Come take a class. Do whatever you got to do to say, I am going to be radical about my healing. I'm not going to have this facade. And this game has so many people, right? We all know somebody who's just so damn positive, and they are just positive all the time. It's damn near annoying because it's not real. And if you are that person, let me tell you, boo boo, we see the mask is there. We see it. The days of smiling when you need to cry are over. people can sense that now because there's a high enough awareness. There's a high enough understanding that people can see that fake smile. People can see through your eyes, and even if they don't want to, they will somehow be able to know, ooh, something right. And whether or not they bring it to you, just know your energy. You can't hide energy. You cannot hide energy. And the thing is a lot of people will attempt to hide their energy, thinking that they are being protective of someone else. And in all reality, that person that you are engaged with might actually have the tool that you need, or might be called to get out of their own way to do the tool that you need. See, you cannot think that engagement in relationship, whether it's just the person at the grocery store, whether it's your significant other, whether it's your children, whether it's your parents, you cannot think there is not some level of reciprocity that is going to come. See, we get caught up in thinking that reciprocity has to look the way that we want it to look. And this is a realization that I have literally a day ago come to understand. Reciprocity does not have to look the way you want it to look. Reciprocity looks like you show up and you do your part. How the other person shows up is their lesson. They are going to have to live with that. They are going to, and you also have to make the decision to say, this is a boundary, and because you're not giving me reciprocity in the way that I need, I am choosing whether I engage or I am choosing to no longer engage. That's reciprocity. Because you have to understand you are a lesson to them just as they are a lesson to you. No one is above anyone. We get into these relationships and I didn't do nothing wrong. And that person, he did everything wrong or she did everything wrong. It's her fault we not good. It's his fault we not good. All of this and boo-boo. It's your fault just as equally as it's the other person's fault. Because in the same way that it's their fault that it's not good, it's your fault that you stayed knowing that you should have left a long time ago. What red flags did you not pay attention to? What did you not do? What did you do to set yourself up to think that you were going to create this person to be who you needed them to be? See, it's two ways. There's lessons two ways. To them, it's hard conversation because we want to blame. Listen, you're talking to somebody who is in the midst. I was ignorant enough to say that I want to blame him for what he did to me. I had all the signs. I knew you was fake. I knew you was narcissist. I knew all of that. And I had all the signs. And I made the decision. That hurts. Because that means you let yourself down, right? That means that you had some things that you had to process that you were not ready to process. You were substituting this with that because something was lacking within you. Listen, this shit happens to me too. Y'all know how transparent I am. Y'all know how vulnerable I am. Y'all know I will keep it 100. I'm not saying anything to you that I don't also need to hear, because this isn't my message. This is a message from on high. This isn't offset. This is God saying, I said, go do your work and I'm about to use you as a vessel. This ain't me. I'll be going back and listening to the shit same way everybody else do. let me go see the comments real quick. Yes. Okay, we like Zoom. I'm glad we like Zoom. All right, we cannot hoard the healing. Yes, we cannot hoard healing. Yes. We're going to take a break, y'all. I'm sure you can hear it in my mouth. I need to go. Get a swig of my tea. We're going to listen to Can You Stand the Rain, because that's where the power is. We will open up the line so that you can ask questions for my people on Zoom. Go ahead and let me know what your question is, and then I will unmute you. For the people who are on the line, go ahead and press 1 and Joey will bring you in. And if you are on Facebook and you are on live with us, go ahead and put your question in the comments and we will get there. We're going to take a quick break. Enjoy. If you are on Zoom, please make sure that you also call in. The number is 347-989-0194. We want you to be able to, we want everybody on the radio show to be able to hear you. So stay on Zoom as well as call in at 347-989-0194. If you're on Facebook, same thing, and you want to get in and get your voice chakras moving in this energy, 347-989-0194. We're going to take a quick break, listen to the new edition. Can you stand the rain? Think about it. Can you stand your own rain and what you need to shit out? We are back. Thank y'all for giving me a moment to get some of my tea. Again, you are on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. I am the goddess of the station, Healer Asset Miriam, and Joey is the HNIC. This is his station, and he created this so that we could do our healing work together, first in this physical realm with your paperwork, and then I take care of the spirit and energy to make sure we are aligned and balanced. Honored to do this work with my brother. And thank you for the people on Zoom. Hey, y'all. I think we like Zoom. I like Zoom, too. And all the people on Facebook Live, what's up, what's up? And, of course, all the people on the line, we appreciate you. Go ahead and press 1. We're going to go into our next segment. And then after this segment, we will open up the line so people can call, ask questions, do whatever it is that they want to do. But we are talking about the facade of healing and the need to let shit go and digest all of the bullshit that you put yourself through and shit it out of you. And defecating on your microphone, right? Like making sure that you are getting all of this junk up out of you. And now is the time. We are in a moment of ascension. The entire universe is ascending. Folks are showing them their true colors. Believe it, baby. Believe it, okay? Believe when people show you who they are. Believe when you had one idea of who somebody was and then they wind up, the mask falls off. Yeah, that's real. Like, believe who they are underneath that mask. And if you need to get from up under the mask, put your mask down. Shit it out, let it go, and let's do the real healing work. Let's really get down to the gritty of what it takes to really elevate, to really ascend to your godhood, to your goddesshood, because you're deserving, because you're worth it, because you were divine and you were designed to do this work, and that means that we have to do it all together, right? So continue to have this work as a priority. So we talked about the facade of healing and the positive thinking and how that hinders progress because it's really just a way that people hide. I'm just going to positively think shit away. And, like, you can't positively think chitlins out of your digestive system, bro. Like, you have to shit the shit out. And so we need to actually do that work. And so we got pretty clear about that positive thinking hindering what it means to do that. Now, this is something that is going to strike, but this is probably going to strike y'all, but this is a reality that spirit, this is a message, right? Long-ass posts and sharing pictures of your process gives the illusion that you're doing your healing work, but if the affirmation of social media wasn't there, could you and would you sustain doing the work? I challenge everybody who calls themselves in some level of healing work. Don't post shit about it. It's your process. We have this idea that, like, right, there's no order. First of all, there's things are very much out of order. I was talking to some pastors, and they were explaining to me that the order of these younger pastors is that they are coming in and being a pastor for a few years and then automatically jumping to bishophood, right? Like, now I'm a bishop. And I was explaining to them the same process is true in my line of work. Folks will take a Queen of Fool course, right? Take my chakra course. And automatically, now they believe that they should be jumped and ascended to being able to do what Queen of Fua does, to be able to do. I can't do what Queen of Fua does, right? I haven't reached that level. But I definitely have put in the necessary time, the work, the effort. And social media, what social media does is that your light will have you confused, will have you fucking confused and thinking that because you got enough light, and so, and enough comments that you are ready to do something that is out of order of your process. See, social media will give you the facade that you have done your healing work because it is affirming you in your ego. See, social media ain't nothing but ego. ain't nothing but ego. Rather, it's an ego of affirmation, confirmation, cheerleading, whatever it is. Social media, it's social. It's social. Healing ain't social. Let me tell you that. Healing processes are not social. They are not for the media. This shit existed before media as we know it existed. This shit existed. Healing processes are, you know, the stages in the they go away. They go away. You know, I'll be sharing, obviously, but I was sharing with a dear brother of mine today, and I was telling him, you know, I went into a cave. I was in a cave for a little while. And so because I was in the cave, I was doing my work. So everybody's like, oh, I said, where you at? What you doing? You good? I'm in my cave. I'm doing my work. I don't need to broadcast to you all of the things that I'm doing in my healing work. Now, the things that I'm doing that are social, sure, I'm opening a school. Social media is where I will post it. If I'm doing social justice work, social media is where I'm going to post it. But your healing work, bruh, your healing work, sis, is not to, why do you need the applause, the likes, the comments of anybody? I see people putting fucking dissertations of what they doing and how they doing. And listen, I am not in any way saying that that's not productive. Let me also correct and ensure that that doesn't land as if I'm saying if you post, you're not really doing your work. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that at some point, if you go from I was fucked up Tuesday and then Thursday, I'm good and I'm ready to now share and be the stage and teach everybody else how to do this shit, that's out of order. That's out of order. You don't go from crawling to being Usain Bolt. That's not how that works. There is a process. Remember your digestive system. There is a process that happens. I am not going to get to the level that Iyanla VanZant is at right now until I get to the level that Iyanla VanZant is at right now. And by the time I get to that level, guess what? Iyanla VanZant is going to be even more ahead of the game. It is all right to be in an order of things. That is the point of reaching back. That's why we have to reach back. But see, we get caught up. Social media, I'm about to explain to you the process of how I did this, and now I can come and teach you. You are not, that's not how it works. I would never want someone who is not trained, who does not have the experience, who does not have the full understanding of process and relationships and all of the things that it takes to teach my baby anything in school. I don't want somebody who is coming from technology to come and try to teach me how to dance because you took four dance classes and off of Groupon in the past 3 months. That doesn't mean that you are ready to be an instructor. You understand what I'm saying? And so this is very, 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 very important because this is a facade. This is the facade that we do. We facade and we say, I am going to, because it still means I got to do my work. I did my work this much, right? I did my work this much. Now I'm going to just go help everybody else. That's a facade. That's a mask. I'm going to go help everybody else before I help myself. You got to put the oxygen mask on you first, which means you got to take some breath first. There's a process before you can go and offer your services, whatever your services may be. And see, and then there's a level of consistency. And then when you really get into the work, you understand that you are always fucking healing. Always. You are always going through some shit. But you are going to have to apply and show that your tools actually work. And if you're using other people's tools and then jumping trying to do that, you can't do that. You can't do that. You have to ensure that you know that you know. There is a process. I'm telling you, listen, sometimes it's cute. There's people who I have seen, who I've done things with. I've done trainings and initiations with. And they go through the class. They do whatever they got to do. And they never complete the work. But then they jump up And next thing you know, now they out there selling their products and doing their stuff. Not understanding that you still have to process it. You still gonna get put to your knees to do your work. Healing is not social. Even when you do it in group settings, it is not social. Healing is inward. This is you. This is yourself. So if I challenge all of these people who do all of this work and they say and all of that stuff, I challenge you, if you didn't post it, if you weren't sharing what your process was on social media, how consistent would you be with it? Because if it still is determined, if it's still in need of an affirmation, what I say, affirmation from social media, confirmation from social media. That's a facade, boo. And I challenge you, go in your own cave. Think of all of the great healers, right? Think of all of the great healers. Buddha went away. You know, think of the great healers and the great prophets. Muhammad went away. Jesus went away. Everybody goes away by themselves, with nature, by themselves. They're not coming back talking about, hey, y'all, guess what I just did with this tree? That's not what happens, because it's not a social thing. This is an inward thing. And so the facade of social media will have us believing that we have done the work. And I think that everyone has been guilty of that, right? Because it's when you're going through some shit, it's hard. And you do. Social media is a great place to immediately get a level of affirmation, to immediately get likes and get shared and get, so that you feel this sense of belonging. That is a beautiful thing. And again, let me remind you, I'm not saying that there is a right or wrong thing. I'm not saying that there is a right or wrong thing. What I am saying is that when it comes to balance, and be cautious to the people who were fucked up yesterday and now they got a course for you to take for $229. Okay? Because how are you constantly, consistently showing that your tools even work? And here's the other thing. Not everybody is supposed to be healing everybody. Not everybody. We all have the internal gifts for ourselves. This is what I teach in my class. We all have all of the internal gifts ourselves. But some people, my gift is to read people. This is my gift. This is not, and I had an initiation like a motherfucker before I was able to actually go and say I am a reader. There was a long process that I had to go through, lifelong process that I still have to go through. It never stops. I'm never not. You don't. It's not a destination. My healing process doesn't stop. My consistency is what ensures that the tools work. And I'm still going to shit in the meantime. I'm still going to go through shit in the meantime. I still have to show myself that I can stand the rain. You see what I'm saying? And so be very, very, very clear that the more that you are posting and sharing your healing process, the more that it may be a need for you to audit yourself and see if you are in a facade of healing. We got all these people venting. We got all these people doing all of this stuff. And is it a facade of showing up? It's no different than the social justice warriors who are on social media. Social media is a tool. Social media is not the way. It's a tool. So if you are saying I am a social justice warrior and this is who I am and blah 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 blah, and all you do is post and all you do is raise awareness and all you do is this, that's great. Understand your lane and understand that there is a side of social justice that is actually action, because before social media, social justice actions were necessary, and those same tools still apply. If social media shuts down tomorrow, the action of social justice movement still has to happen. You see what I'm saying? It's a tool. And I'm not discrediting it. I'm not dismissing it. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm talking about balance. I am pointing to the facade of thinking that you are going deeper and higher and ascending because you are posting something and getting likes and comments. when really that is feeding your ego in a way to help you feel like you're doing the work. But that don't mean you're doing the work. Right. And I'm just saying, it doesn't mean you're doing the work. Oh, next topic. Y'all got to take a breath on that because y'all know I'm going to have some social media folks like, oh, I said you being, you Stone Age, and da-da-da-da-da. Call it what you want to. But I can't save you through my computer. I can't put no holy oil over you through my computer. Call it what you want to. I can't hug you through my computer. And there is that is an energy that is necessary. And more than anything, y'all are all out of order. Y'all are all out of order. And if you are thinking that because you got likes and comments and shares, and that's feeding your ego, boo-boo. That ain't doing nothing. That's not healing. That is a facade. The applause don't count in healing. Like, that shit don't count. It has nothing to do. Nothing to do with your healing. Now, you may need to heal from your ego, right? But feeding it is, no. Motherfuckers taking pictures in sand dunes and doing all of this shit saying, see, I told you I'm healing. What? That don't mean shit. That's a picture. I don't give a shit about a picture. Don't nobody else give a shit about a picture. If you are engaged in relating with somebody and you took a picture and you think that's enough to say that I have healed from my wounds, no, boo-boo. No, that's a facade. That is a big-ass facade. Do the work. Where's the tangible evidence? Where's your consistency? Where's your changed behavior? Where can I see that you're not making the same choices you were making for yourself? Where can I actually hold you accountable? Because that's what relational is. If your computer dies tomorrow, if your phone shuts down tomorrow, will you continue and consistently do the work if it ain't being posted? Because, boy, TikTok will make you think that as long as I'm doing a TikTok to Erykah Badu with my instant burning, I'm doing my work. Duh, that ain't it. That ain't it. Which takes us to the next thing, which is knowledge. I want y'all to think about how many books you have, how many articles you've read, how many classes you took, including mine. How many readings you have gotten, including with me. And I want you to think about how much knowledge you have on healing. Just take a moment. How much knowledge do you have on healing? The grip. You want to know why you got the grip? Because we're in an information stage. And so everything is accessible. You can go and Google. I'm looking at comments on Facebook. The Dollar Tree candles. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Y'all don't even know how to get your divination candles right. Although, if that's what you can afford is your Dollar Tree candles, just make sure you know how to make them divine. Just make sure you do. Internet witches. Oh, my God. Okay. I needed that laugh. Thank you. Knowledge. Think about the knowledge, right? Think about all of the knowledge that you have. How many notebooks do you got? And how many highlighted things in books do you... How many books have you read and courses have you took and did all of this stuff? You got the knowledge. I'm not even going to question. If you're listening to this show, there is a level of knowledge that you have. You know that prayer is real. You know that struggle is real and it gets you to the other side and it don't last always and all of these things, right? You know all of that. I'm not even going to question that. Not even going to question that. Knowledge is very different than application. Very different than application. You can talk to me all day You can talk to your mama. You can talk to your kids. You can talk to your significant other. You can talk all day and have all the knowledge. You can understand the mathematics. You can break it down to the cell. But if you are not applying it, baby, you are in a facade. And the facade of healing is that knowledge means that you are doing your healing work. That's not what that means. That's not what that means. Process. Order. There is still a process and order. People will jump. People will jump from one thing and think that because I studied astrology for 14 days, now I can do a full chart reading. No, that's not how that works. So this facade is because I understand all of the planets and how they land and the time that you were born and all of this stuff, and I understand the science, and I can regurgitate that knowledge to you, that I actually know how to apply it. Application is far more important than knowledge by so many means. Apply the knowledge of one thing is far more powerful than having knowledge of many with no application, right? And so you have got to figure out, are you a talker? Are you a reader? Are you a knowledge seeker who just holds the knowledge and not applying it? That is a facade. That is the facade of healing, is that we will tell ourselves constantly, constantly, constantly that I know this. And this is why people say, if you know better. You know better. Because you got all the knowledge. You got a whole library full of everybody's books. From Dr. Sebi to right, you know the diet. You know all of this. You know it's better to be a vegan. You know all of this. But are you applying it? And the application is what matters. And folks, I don't care if you got 25 degrees. I don't care none of that. I don't care if you done took every single certificate you could take. You know Reiki. You know all of this shit. But you can't apply it. It means nothing. It means nothing. Faith without work is dead. Same concept. How are you going to apply the knowledge that you have? And let me tell you something. If you apply the knowledge that you had, this is what's so dope about this work. If you apply the knowledge that you had, you would know that you have to go inside yourself. You wouldn't be so eager to jump and post everything on social media. You wouldn't be so eager to have these likes and shares and comments. You would, if you were applying, you would know that positive thinking, you can't positively think your way out of having the shit. You still got shit. And so if you are not willing to sit in yes, exactly, be disciplined. I'm going to be disciplined and actually apply this work. It's hard for a moment. And you want to know why it's hard for a moment? It's only hard because you are changing a behavior. You're changing a habit. So it's hard in the beginning, but you get so comfortable with the discomfort that you recognize the gift of it, right? Because it's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. The dark doesn't mean that you are low. It means that you have an opportunity to grow and use your tools and actually move up. Moving up to yourself and ascending to your highest self. That is key. And if you are applying these things, you understand the sacredness of doing your healing work. This is sacred. This is not for everybody to have access to. Yes, it's protection. Why are you letting it be known that you are out there? I am just, you understand that there are, in the same sense of the knowledge, in the same sense of access, there are predators. There are predators who are looking. And I'm going to tell you, I have been prey. I am getting out of the situation being praised, because this is how, this is what and how folks show up. And you want to know why? It's because I wasn't protecting myself. Thank you. I wasn't protecting myself. I'm letting it be known. I have dealt with this. This is what happened. This is how I'm healing. And guess what? All it did was make me vulnerable. And because I was vulnerable, this is how you get in the same shit, and you still have to keep digesting the same shit over and over and over and shitting it out. It wasn't until I took the moment of saying, I'm going in my cave and I'm not going to share. I don't need to do any of that, because I need to affirm myself. I need to protect myself. I need to make sure that I am choosing when and how I'm going to be vulnerable. And I'm not going to choose that until I know for sure I'm safe. And that's real. And they will show, boy, folks will show up in the best package, in the most of wonderful, loving, all of this. When it is dynamically wonderful in the beginning, you got to be suspect. Because how you know it's dynamic and wonderful in the beginning and we ain't been through no rain yet? We ain't been through no storm yet. That's when I know it's dynamic, when I know you can stand and be consistent. When I know when my ugly shit comes out, you ain't going to run and say, ooh, you stink. I said, I'm cool. Let me go ahead and spray some air freshener around you, and then I'm moving on. You see what I'm saying? And so you have to understand that when you are actually applying this work, these things come up. When you're applying it, it's like, oh, I need to protect. And it may come up because it's actually a gap. Right, and let's talk about that. Like I'm just going to help in processing so that you guys know that I ain't talking to you. I'm talking with you, right? So my gap was I didn't know how to protect myself. I didn't know how. I would call it naive, call it whatever the fuck you want to call it. I didn't know how to protect myself, and so because that was my gap, I was doing my work, was absolutely doing my work. I was applying my work. But I had no idea what the hell a protection was, because I had never seen it. I have never experienced it. I have never known it. So when I found myself, oh, shit, because I had done my work, I'm pulling back all these layers. I'm recognizing, oh, this is actually a gap. And I have to have an ugly, hard conversation with myself and say, I did not offset. You didn't protect offset. I said you didn't understand that you never knew safety. I said you didn't understand that you were chasing safety and you didn't even know what it felt like. You didn't know what was real. So I had to have these ugly, hard conversations in my cave. In my cave now, I had to have all these hard, ugly conversations in order for me to get to a place of saying, I'm going to protect myself. And, And I have to consistently learn. I have to consistently be vulnerable to me, not to nobody else, to me, and say, this is the work. And this is now, if it was absolutely this, I'm safe, I'm going to just keep moving and I'm going to keep going forward and da da, and I'm going to do what I did the last time, it's a facade. So now, here's the other thing with the facade of healing. If you don't have accountability, you on some bullshit. I just let it be known. So if anybody on Zoom, anybody on Facebook Live, anybody on the call, if you see me doing some unsafe, not protecting myself shit, it is now I am being held accountable to everyone on this line, to everyone who is going to watch this later, who's going to listen to this later. I am being held accountable, because guess what? You can't, if no one is there to have your back, then you're not in any type of relation with anything. I got accountability partners up the ass. And Joey's one of them. Hey, Joey, am I tripping? My sister, my mama, my daddy, my everybody. Because the next thing after knowledge and application and accountability is if you don't face your shame and embarrassment, baby, you ain't doing your work. If there is not a moment of feeling stupid, of feeling like, damn, why do I keep doing this? Or, gosh, I'm embarrassed. Or, goodness gracious, this is something that I could see I was ashamed of. If those moments ain't coming up for you, you're not doing your work because you are avoiding feeling that. I cannot stress enough. If you don't face the shame, if you don't face the embarrassment, if you don't face the, damn, am I good enough? If you don't go through those processes, how do you get to the place of saying, I am good enough? I do deserve this. I'm not ashamed. I'm not embarrassed. I'll tell you my ugly before anybody else from here on out because I'm not going, because I don't, because the shit is getting let go. You understand? So what you ashamed of? What are you ashamed of? Ask yourself that. What are you ashamed of? Say it out loud. Type it in the comments. Text it to me, whatever it is. What are you ashamed of? What are you embarrassed about? What do you feel stupid about? What did you let yourself down? How did you get off of your throne? Whatever it is, face it. Because if you don't face that, you in a facade of healing. You ain't saying, damn, what I did yesterday, that was kind of stupid. And I'm never going to do it again. There's a difference between, because, see, when you have the knowledge, but you're not applying it, and you have these hard conversations, embarrassment, stupidity, shame, that's what keeps you from really applying it. Because in your head, you have all the books and the knowledge, and so you're not doing the work. Right? And so, what and how are you compromising you because of shame, because of embarrassment, because of feeling stupid, because you don't want people to look at you differently? Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck about what anybody thinks about what your healing process needs to be? This is why you got to stop posting shit on social media, because you got to stop caring what anybody's thinking about it. This is your process. This is for you to get your healing. This for you to ascend to your godhood, to your goddesshood. And now I'm talking to my goddamn self, too. Okay? Let me be very clear. And we've got to get to that place where, listen, your wisdom is not compromised and your knowledge is not compromised from doing your work. You do your work. But stop having a facade that you're doing your work. If there was a moment where you could say, I am embarrassed that I did this. The moment that you let go of the embarrassment, then you begin to understand why you did it. Then you begin to say, oh, let me examine, let me really dive into why this is coming up for me. And then the embarrassment goes away. The shame goes away. Because you continue to constantly do your work in a consistent way that helps you see this is an opportunity for you to learn, grow, and ascend. And if you're applying the knowledge that you have, you get that. You know that. I don't give a shit about, I don't care if you, there's people who ain't read no type of book, but they did their work. And they're applying their work better than the motherfucker who can quote 17 pages out of every book they've read. That says something. It's about the application. Because the knowledge is in you. The godhood is in you. The goddesshood is in you. It's in you already. As above, so below. Everything in this universe is already in you. You don't read these things and not have a moment of aha because it's new to your spirit, it might be new to your mind, but when you read it and you are truly doing your work, it becomes a confirmation. You don't get a reading from me and I'm telling you some hocus pocus shit. You get a reading from me, and what you are getting from it is a complete and total confirmation. I am helping you remember. This knowledge is helping you remember who you are. And the moment that you let go of that shame, and the moment you let go of that embarrassment, and baby, you were not stupid. You're only stupid if you don't face it and work through it. Go through the storm. Can you stand the motherfucking rain? Because guess what the rain brings? Water for your seed to grow. That soil is going to help it get to, that seed going to get to the top of that soil, and you're going to blossom. And find your tribe that understands that with you. Because there's a whole bunch of people who be on that facade shit saying that they can ride with you. And they really only want to ride with you on that positive affirmation shit. They don't really want to do the work. I don't know how many times. Listen, I just got out of some shit. You don't really want to do the work. You like that positive shit, though. You like when it's fluffy. You like when it feels good. You like when you get to do your little narcissistic ways. But what you don't like is when the accountability comes for you to do the work. See, that's relational. All that other stuff is for your ego. All that other stuff is a facade. And the mask, you can't keep that mask on too long. And here's the other thing. Be single by yourself. I just was explaining to somebody. I'm single. No, I don't want to meet nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to do none of that. You know why? Because I got some work to do. I got to make sure I protect myself. Now, what I will do is engage to ensure that I'm using my tools properly. So I'll talk to you. We can have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And as we have these conversations, I'm paying attention to my own ecosystem. When am I feeling like I need to? I'm getting too vulnerable. I'm not being safe. I'm not doing whatever it is that I'm doing. When do I feel that? And then naming it to myself and figuring out how to use those tools. See, you got to still figure out how to use the tools. You still got to figure out how to do what's best for you. And the reality is, listen, baby. That's some self-work. You can't keep putting it off on somebody else. It ain't nobody else's fault. It ain't nobody else's fault. And that sometimes feels like it's an embarrassment. Sometimes it feels like you should be ashamed. Sometimes it feels like you're stupid. But the moment you face it and the moment you stand in it, it's the moment you begin to get free. Is the moment you begin to say, I'm going to do my work. So we're going to go real quick before we take a break, and we're going to open up the lines for questions. If you are on Zoom, put your questions in the chat, or you can give us a call at 347-989-0194. We are not going to unmute you on Zoom. We want you to call in so that the radio people can hear you as well. If you are on Facebook Live, go ahead, put your questions in. Call in at 347-989-0194. And then if you are on the line, go ahead and press 1. And we are going to, after we get back from our break, we will open up the line. But let's just real quick, we're going to go through what the facade of healing is. Facade of healing. Positive thinking hinders progress when it's done too high. Stop that positive thinking shit. You got to learn how to deal with the dark. You got to learn how to deal with the not positive. Long posts, sharing pics of your process so you can get likes, comments, and shares. That's a facade of healing. Okay? Can you do this work without any affirmation from anybody? That's the work. Knowledge is very different than application. Just because you know a whole bunch of stuff doesn't mean you know how to apply a bunch of stuff. You got to stay balanced.
There is no light without dark. There is no up without down, right without left. You've got to be balanced. You must remain consistent, even when you don't want to be. And if you don't feel shame, if you don't feel embarrassment, if you don't feel stupidity, you are in the facade of your healing process. Because that's the spark that makes you say, I'm going to do something different. And that's where change happens. Whoo! Lord! Spirit was coming through today. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to open up the lines. I love y'all. We'll be right back.
Back. Thank you for the feedback, everybody. I appreciate it. I'm gonna figure out the sound thing. We want to hear the music. But I'm glad that everyone is saying that they like the interactiveness of the Zoom and the live, because that's what I was hoping we would give. So we will figure out the music thing. That's between Joey and I, so I appreciate the feedback, and just continue to help with that. All right, let's open up these lines. Joey, is there anybody on the line?
Yes, you have 602-373.
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Peace, sister and brother. I was just, I'm very much enjoying the show. It's right on point, getting me right in my spirit. I had a question. I didn't hear you say that you were doing readings. Are you doing them tonight?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Okay, yeah, I'm in a situation right now, and I feel like, okay, so I hadn't been consistent with doing my work. I'm going to go start here and be honest with that. I had not been consistent before what happened in my situation happened. So I'm in a situation with a back and forth with my kid's father, and it got really bad. Well, I feel like it got real bad, like the worst that it can get. So I have been consistently doing my work and just consistently trying to understand why this happened in the manner that it did, and what is my lesson to learn out of this? What am I supposed to be getting and moving forward? So my question is, am I getting the lesson? Because I feel like I got it, but I'm not too sure. I'm in a place where I'm kind of second guessing myself. I have a lot of issues with trusting myself. That's a part of my work that I'm working on. So right now I just really need some confirmation as to if I am doing what I'm supposed to do to get the lesson that I need out of this situation, because it kind of really rocked me to my core. And I feel like I've been dealing with it pretty well, but I just really need to know, am I heading in the right direction? Is there anything that I need to change up?
Yeah.
Is this the worst that it's going to get?
Yeah, so you are working on it. The message is that you have, it feels like two more hurdles. And so the reason why you're second guessing is, I don't know if you know what the hurdles are, or if energy is just, you're sensing the energy is coming, that you have two more hurdles coming up. So just be consistent. They are saying that the outcome is going to still be in your favor, and it's going to be in your favor with a compromise. So be prepared for what that compromise looks like, so that you're not taken off guard.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, that's good. The hurdles that are coming up, I think I kind of know what that is, and I'm really trying to stand in my strength and in my boldness for that, because I'm a little bit fearful in going past those hurdles, but thank you for that clarification, because I needed it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you for trusting me.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Okay, that's all the questions you got on your side.
All right. Well, y'all know me. I do not have to keep talking, just to be talking. If we are done for the night, we are done for the night. I do want to say, you know, spirit took over tonight. I feel released. I needed that message tonight. So I thank you all for being in the spiritual space of holding space for us all. We just imprinted a unique imprint into the universe with this show, And I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for supporting. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for doing all of the things that you do to support the show. We're going to be back. We're going to figure out this sound thing so that y'all can hear when the questions are coming and the music is coming. But I love you guys. Thank you for the support. I am tired now. So I am going to go to decompress myself. And I will keep it moving. But I appreciate you all. I appreciate the support. And thank you for being in alignment with me this evening. And we will be back next Tuesday, same time, same place, on Facebook Live and on Zoom. We're going to keep it going. And Joey will be with us again. Again, he does a wonderful entrepreneurial show on Saturday, as well as his show on Sunday. And you can find him on Fridays as well. And so, that's an inside joke. But I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. You are on New Evolution Radio, where the revolution is the evolution. The evolution is the revolution. This is Beautiful Evolution. I am your host, Hila Asad Mariam. If you want to get some energy and spiritual work, you can find me at www.healerausetmariam.com. That's healerausetmariam.com. Or you can just shoot me a text at 720-620-2316. I love y'all. Be well. Go do your healing work. Stop with the facade. Take the damn mask off and shit it out and let the shit go. I love y'all.
It's a life of hustle and survival. I remember when my ninth grade teacher asked me, Lisa, what do you want to be when you grow up? And see, I have to fight the Harlem Crip-30s every day to get home from school, so I looked at her and said, alive. I took an English class. I got a fail in English. And my English teacher said in front of the entire class, Lisa, you have to be the weakest writer I've ever met in my entire life. Don't worry, my story ends good. Don't feel sorry for me. I got 7 under my belt. And then the same year, my speech teacher said, after giving me a D minus, I knew I had an A in speech. Like, come on. He obviously didn't agree with me. He gave me a D minus and said, quote unquote, Miss Nichols, I recommend you never speak in public, that you get a desk job. So here's the beauty of that story. Other people's perception of you ain't none of your business. Everything you've ever been through, set through, rolled through, cried through, prayed through, everything is a setup for your next best season. And the way you forgive the perceivingly unforgivable, the way you love the perceivingly unlovable, the way you accept what seems to be unacceptable, the way you embrace after you've been betrayed, the way you do that is the way you will lead us. Your light belongs to everyone who'll be illuminated because you were bold enough and obedient enough to let your light shine. Yes, yes? Yes, yes? And every time you cross someone's path and they can't handle your light, you know those people, that they try to give you reasons why you should tone it down a bit. That they would tell Cheryl not to sing so loud. Right, right, right. They would tell me to shut up in class. They tell you you're kind of strange. You know those people. Dream snatchers, vision busters. Don't be mad at them. They can only love you to the capacity in which they're able to love themselves. Don't be mad at them. Don't be mad at them. Pray for them. Love them. Because they're dealing with themselves like we're dealing with us. But I want you to remember that your 70 watts, your 70 watts have to be turned way up because you got way more to give us. It ain't over yet. Don't put a period where God put a comma. And when you turn it up to 159 watts, you know, you keep turning it up. You like, you stop dimming your light. You say, today is the first day of the rest of my life. You turn it up. You're going to find people that can't handle your light. And before today, you might have dimmed your light. You might have shrunk a little bit. You might have tempered it down a little bit. But after today, I want you to see this. After today, turn the lights up. After today, you don't dare dim your light. As your light gets brighter, you're going to disrupt some people, and they're going to tell you your light's too bright, your light's too bright, your light's too bright, your light's too bright. Then you just look at them and say, well, I'm not dimming my light. I'm just going to hand you some shade.
You're listening to the New Evolution Radio Network, where the evolution is the revolution.